killed your European son. You spit on those under 21. But now your blue cars are gone. You better sit so long. Hey, hey, bye, bye, bye. You made your wallpapers green. You want to make love to the scene. Your European sun is gone. You better sit so long. Your clouds treat you goodbye.
I'm gonna go to the everyone. This is second installment of VHS. Sorry about what sounded like vocal distortion last week. As I was broadcasting, you know, what happened appeared to be an unmarked government drone. It just showed up, you know? Tried to jam my signal. Fortunately, or I guess unfortunately, the only workaround was, the vocal distortion. Anyway, that was Costavision Lo-Fi with Internet Cafe. Kiara is Miles. Hope you enjoy.
Just talk about the lover and me. Shoo. Everything I Listeners, welcome back to the VHS Wheel. All you people that are just tuning in, shout out to my three listeners. Yeah, here, let me get that distortion just right.
Yeah,
perfect. Yeah, welcome back to the show, everybody. So sorry about the vocal distortion again. Soon as I told my government on the story, you know, another unmarked aircraft just showed up. So, I guess it's back and it's, here for the long run. Hope you guys don't mind it too much. Me personally, I think it's pretty dope. So here's the story. Alright. Let's see, looking through the old notes. Alright, yep. So folks, that was Cat's Corp with Turns to Gold. Before that, Cost Division Lo-Fi with Man Walking. Yeah. If you want to learn more about either of these tracks, log on to OneOfTheseDaysByPaulMcCartney.com or GreatGreenThumbs.org. Alright, so, recently there's been an increasing number of reports that in order to cut the cost of food production, Saga has been replacing its workers with human-like robots and androids, if you will. Reports of rendering issues, frame rate drops, and input lag have been coming in from across the Hampshire community. Now I know what you're thinking, right? Alright, and like based on these reports, even I have trouble arguing against these claims, alright? Like even me, you know? It's really, really impressive, very convincing. But, yeah, I mean, however, I believe that this conspiracy gets much deeper. It goes much deeper. You know, these robots, right? You know, my theory is that it's not actually robots, you know, or these androids, whatever you want to call them. I think it's the Saga's being run by a collective of Mark Ultra Sleeper agents. But more on that later. Here is, we got coming up for the music. We got Telepath with Live Forever. And then after that, we'll maybe play some, I think I'm feeling some Body Lines. You know? Yeah, that's what I'm feeling, alright folks? Alright, enjoy the song, and more on those Saga Mark Ultra clones later. Catch you later.
Thank you.
faithful listeners. Thanks for tuning in. Got the big three listening. Thank you. You know, it just means so much to me that y'all want to stay woke. So let's be woke together, alright? Here I have a shocking report about the construction of the Hampshire campus, alright? Some interesting findings from a recent Div3's attempt to create a complete ultrasonic map of the 5-college area. Now this map produced some startling images, alright? Alright, shit's cryptic. Shit's fucking esoteric, alright? Some kind of secret society shit going on. I realize I said shit a lot, you know, I'm sorry. This just gets me mad, you know? Almost as mad as that guy that carved his name into the yurt. Just kidding. I'm just sorry for them, you know? You know, the lady duck. Alright, anyway, there appears to be a large underground complex, approximately 152 feet below the surface of the Hampshire Library Quad, alright? That quad, you're playing fucking Frisbee on? There's some stuff down there, guys. There's some real stuff going on. Real stuff, alright? You know, its purpose is unknown, but we can speculate anyway, you know, that's what we do. I'm not a numbers guy, you know, I'm more of a theory crafter, if you will, alright? My hypothesis is that this is a testing facility of some sorts, you know, a laboratory, if you will. Now, although this is still pure speculation, I believe this underground complex may be related to the increase in body dysphoric hallucinations experienced by certain members of the spring 2017 class. Alright? Such hallucinations, these are bad guys, you know, get your flu shots, get your vaccines, whole 9 yards, alright, and then some, like, 10.5 yards, for y'all in the Netherlands, that's like, 10.5 meters, give or take, some liters, maybe, but anyway, these can include, but are not limited to, the sensation of having an increased number of limbs, the presence of one or more symbiotic thought worms, sudden and uncontrollable rage, and a noticeable dincrease, simultaneously an increase and a decrease in your vitamin A levels. Alright, yeah, that's some scary stuff. Thankfully, it's treatable. We have the technology. There's some home remedies out there, but nothing beats going to your old anesthesiologist. You know, they got their degree, they got their shit together. All right, kind of next we got some Flamingosis with Macintosh Plus is playing at my house. Hope you enjoy.
wonderful state of mind.
Hello everybody, that was Blank Banshee for Team Pregnancy. Before that, we had some music, for sure. What kind of music? Some Vaporwave, guy by the name of Jameson, song by the name of Squirtle Squad 2012, alright? Check it out at beesbeesbees.com/SquirtleSquad2012. Yeah, hit it up. Don't grab the spot though, just hit it up real chill, okay? Yeah, okay. Yeah. How do you feel? You feeling good? Yeah. Okay. Coming up next, we got some machine. How do you say Machine 6? X-Cat Soup with 100 Pack. Hope you enjoy. How's the night? Yeah, how's the night? So I got some calls, got some complaints about that thing about the whole body dysphoric hallucinations. And I just want to clear some things up, alright? Alright? So has your elbow grown sentient recently? Does it ponder its own existence, asking questions such as, what is my purpose, what am I, and why am I here? A recent study shows that as many as 75% of all Americans have experienced some form of separation of their consciousness, and this can occur with parts of the body and parts of the mind, or their entire bodies in some cases. The resulting condition, also known as California syndrome, is treatable and is not usually fatal. All right, people, there's hope. There's hope for you. Hope for me. Hope for us. All right. So we got the track list coming up. We played some. Let's see. What did we play? Running out of stuff. That was Luxury Elite with Cerulean. Then we had not that. Machine 6, X-Cat Soup 100 pack. And before that, we had something. No, it doesn't even matter. Alright, it's music. It's pressurized air registered by vibrating bones in your head. Alright, it's pretty much the same thing. Not important. Alright. So back to the Mark II Ultra clones, alright? Yeah, I'm not sure about them either, you know? But, based on my research, sort of my surveillance, a group of Mark II Ultra clones that have been subconsciously banded together to form SAGA, possible speculation of the acronym, that it stands for sleeper agents grilling artichokes. Looking at the facts, people, all right they are not consciously aware they are sleeper agents. All right don't try to provoke them, or they'll do something serious. You never know what a Mark Ultra clone's gonna do. Maybe they'll revoke your meal plan, take away your bridge money. I don't know. It could get real serious. Alright? But, So, if you're not familiar with Mark II Ultra, it's a trauma-based mind control. Alright? Mind control. You know, like I control your mind, except it's not me. It's, happens a lot in Hollywood, you know? Can't really get into it, but, They basically create fragmented personalities in your mind. You know, it's like a light switch. Flip it up, one person. Flip it down, the assassin of Biggie Smalls or something. I don't know. Although we do not know for sure what their triggers may be. We have some speculations. So, this is just me going down the list. We got everything bagel, retrofitted actuator, lice, cryosleep, left nut, www.craigslist.gov, Christian Broadcasting, Telemundo, salt and pepper, sauteed vegetable medley without onions, ampersand, holy smokes, whipped butter, and Jay Lash. Alright, so yeah. And just try as much as you can to avoid those phrases in SAGA, and you won't be abducted by Mark II Ultra. All right, here we got some 2814 coming to you live from New York. We're doing more late night conspiracies. Call in with your questions, concerns, favorite kind of meatloaf at 413-559-6766. Also, if you're listening on the website and not through my subconscious mind, it's gonna be posted there. So yeah, here's some not. 28:14, actually. We're gonna kick it off with something a little bit more tasteful for me. Alright, here we go.
Shouts out to Ellen DeGeneres, you feel me? Swag, Lil B.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
I feel like Ellen. Right hand Ellen. Big bang ring, but I feel like Usher Amy. Put me on the couch, interview my girlfriend. Swag, 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 rub, ring, dang, dang, your girlfriend. Girlfriend look like Ellen, chain like DeGeneres. Damn, Lil B, you done came up. Now you touring heavy and your show cost 30 G's. Damn, bass God, you doing everything. And I still swag hard. Ice now rang real big like a charger. Yeah, he tight, but I'm swagging hard. See me on the internet, 10 million YouTube, 950 MySpace, 10 million MySpace. MySpace got met a girl off of MySpace. I'm on TV like Ellen DeGeneres. The 30,000 for the show. Oh, you're so generous.
Alright, everybody. That's 2814. We're gonna play a little bit of them into the night. But for now, this is me signing off. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you learned something useful. And if you did, don't forget to like, favorite, and subscribe. DJ Nasty Prayer out.